sobie auf ihre Samtasche zum Schalach.
Good morning. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, regarding the mom, Ksiv Lechem, it says Lechem Mil Shemayim, Uksiv Shemen, Parashat Balo Yitzchok, the time of the mom was Kulashad HaShemen, and in this week's parasha it says also, it was Sapichas Pitzvash. So which one was it? Was it Lechem, was it Shemen, was it Vash? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yeshu B'Chanina, L'Naorim, for younger people it was Lechem, L'Zekenim, it was Shemen, and L'Tinoikis, for young children, it was sweet like honey. Shtelzuch the Shaila, that the Gemara there, and Amud Aleph already said, that the mon didn't have a taste. The mon, whatever you had in mind, that's what the mon tasted. You wanted steak, it was steak. You wanted fish, it was fish. You wanted pizza, it was pizza. Whatever you had in mind. And as the Sifrei says, Mefurish, right? Yeah? So Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer, Mayim Beis HaSheva, he gives an answer, but then he records that he was going from Germany to I think he lived in Mir, to Brachberg, whatever, Kamenitz, and he decided he's going to spend Shabbos, was Rav Ha'akal Pekudei Tov Reish Tzadik, by the Holy Chofetz Chaim in Rab. And that night, the Chofetz Chaim was schmizing with the Bochum and Yeshiva, and he said, the famous fort, everyone knows this fort. The Chofetz Chaim said that the Gemara says in Yuma that the Sifrei says that whatever thing you had in mind, right? That's what you tasted in the mon. What would happen? He asked the Bachrit, what would happen if a person didn't have anything in mind? You're sitting chayit learning Mishnayis, whatever, while you're eating your chapana breakfast, and you're thinking about chayis, the Mishnayis, the halacha, the yichud, the yichud, tato, and you didn't think about anything with the mon, right? So what taste would you have if nobody knew? So the Chofetz Chaim said, as mitrachnis, hotus kentamish. If you didn't think what you want to eat, then the mon had no tam. Said, continue the Chofetz Chaim, the marshal mad over doima, a person who horrors in Torah, and he has a geschmack in Torah, and this we make the bracha every day. The harif no Hashem nekdivus erosko. So when he learns Torah, he learns geschmack in Torah. He sees the besikos of Torah. A person who says the words, who comes to the shir, as his wife kicked him out of the house, and he doesn't want to be seen as a tam lady geir, so he pops into the shir. I hope this can get shmack of it. The chayim l'osid lovei, when Mashiach will come, said the Chofetz Chaim, someone who is mitzapi l'yishu, David, who is waiting for this, they don't have one. The gula comes, they'll have a tainu nafshti, like there's nothing else in the world like it. Someone who is mechateisa, someone who is kal, Mashiach will come, fight to be hamish kentam. Without, and everything, so it is, everything in ruchnius, the geshmak, the tam, the arevus, the mesikus, the ni'imus, depends on your forethought, on your machshava, on your achonah. As it's in the end of the pasuk, the nechshav lachem trumasa. It wasn't the same what he meant. Rav Shimon Schwab said was basing himself on the Gemara in Beya Daf Yud Gimel that a person has tevel in front of him. B'machshava, he thinks that this part of the plate should be truma, and the rest becomes edible. So machshava could change something and make it holy, and the rest of it. Chofetz Chaim is laying down a yisur. I'm just saying this b'derech hakdomah to want to speak about today, right? That if you want to have a geshmak, a tam, and a revus in the mon, you have to have machshav. And everyone asked, but the l'chur the mon had the tam atzmi, whether it was shemen, whether it was lechem, whether it was dvash. And the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Zayin, dvash is 1/60th of the taste of the mon. And the Gemara says the Kiddush of Lamaches, the Ugis Matzis, he took out of Mitzrayim, we discussed this last week, I think, also had the Tam of Mon. The Mon had a Tam, right? And Rashi says on the Pasuk, right, Lechem, Vlokdu Lechem Mishnah, on Friday, Lechem Mishnah, he brings the Medrash HaGadol, and the second Pirush, Oysa Ayoim, that the Lechem Mishnah, Oysa Ayoim Nishtabach L'Shvach B'Reichu V'Taim. The taste of the foods of Shabbos, as we'll discuss, had a unique aroma and a unique taste. The Zechariah had a, the mon had a, its own taste. The Be'emes, the Iker is the Tisefta in Soita. It's Chlor and Peregdal of Chalif. Vishalta on the Liktu. There's the Shana Shemen. It says the Lashon of the Tisefta. Kach nafsa l'misha einin nechshavu. If you didn't think about it, then it was Kosh HaRashemen. Aval Misha Nechshav Olav Mishapech Befiv L'chol Ezer Taimim Sheyirtzu Shenemar Vayitein Olav Shelosam V'tavosam Yovilem. I'm supposed to right? Is the Charaya that if you had a specific thing in mind, you want the pizza, sushi, whatever type you have, that's what it was. Oid Nisht, then it was the HaRashemen. Right? Is the Charaya not like the Chofetz Chaim as all the Mefarshim ask? Right? That he had zero machshava. Right? Nervos, you look in the Chazon Yecheskel and Chaskel Abramsky on that Tisefta. If you ate Satan, the Tisefta is if you ate the Mon and you weren't about Taivim, the Moshul, the Sforam Akdashim, he didn't bring it, the Sforam Akdashim say, what was the Nisoyim, the Man Nasoyscha of the Mon? Because Torah is only Nik the Pas Bemelotik. In the Monda, you can have your fancy steak, you can have your sushi, whatever Shigashim people have to eat. Yeah? Actually, no one's going to know what you have in mind and how you taste it. Or if you want to be Queen of Torah, you have to get rid of all your other taivis. And if you had in mind the shame, the natural taste of mon, then you would taste, depends if you're a Zokin, if you're a teenager, whatever, whether it was Dvash or Shemen or Lechem. Right? If you want to have a specific tainu, that's what you had. And, but the Chofetz Chaim is correct, and if you had in mind zero, right, then taka you had nothing, you had no taste. You know, there's three, you hear what I'm saying, there's three choices, Badov. You had in mind nothing, you're busy thinking about whatever, yichud yilo, right? So the mon tasted garnish. You had in mind, you're eating it with shame, mon, the natural taste of the mon, you had one of these three choices. You had in mind tanugim, then you had a taka. Revolts what Shver on the Chofetz Chaim is for. Heintiger Mefarshim ask, Rashi says that if you left over from the mon, what happened to it? V'nomis, Chomashemash V'nomis, right? And it became a stream, and there was a whole stream of leftover mon. Don't forget that, you know, the mon was enough every day it fell, enough for 2,000 to feed a person for 2,000 years. What else? 60, you, the whole nations of the world saw the mon. Hello? Why 2,000 Gevaldig Cheshman income equipment? I'm talking to elaborate. 2,000 years. Anyway, it became a stream, and the deers, Rashi says, drank from that stream, and the goyim came and were tzadis, tzvoim, and ayolas, right? And they tasted in the meat of the deer, the tam of the mon, and they alvi yodu shvachim shal Yisrael. They knew the tire kind of yidin, this only me'ein. What kavonis the deers have, or said the goyim, the arelim, what did they have when they ate that they should be zoich to taste the mon? Keep that question in the back of your mind. Okay. Over what do I see from the Chofetz Chaim, which is bederach hakdama to what we want to about today? That with this Shabbos, gavaldik Shabbos parsha shira, when we read about parshas hamon. If you don't have anything in mind, if you have no machshav, if you don't pick up the Musar Haskel and the central seminal lesson of Parshas Amon, Shabbos comes, Shabbos goes, it's a gunner, it doesn't do anything. And the Chofetz Chaim was the Shitasa in Mishneh Berurah, the beginning of Mishneh Berurah and Siman Aleph in Aruch Chaim, okay, right? The Torah says, Shulchan Aruch says, one should learn, one should say every day Parshas Amon. It's not a halacha, it's a part of, but it's printed in the good Jewish Siddurim, which are available at good Jewish bookshops, right? You find that in the back of Parashachar is this Parashas Hamon that Yireim Ushleim Shleim say every day, because it's Mekubal that to say Parashas Hamon is a school for Parnos. If you do it, the Mendel Rimlever, one of the great, great holy rebbes, one of the great four Talmidim of the Ramelech, every Shabbos for 22 years dashed about Parashas Hamon. Because the Sadiqim said he wanted to be Mamshech Shefa Brocha to call Yisrael, and by Parshas Amon is a school of it. Says the Mishneh Berurah, and I'll read you, The ain't daiba amir. It's not enough just to whip off, to whip out, you know, you're on the one foot out the door, you took a thousand tefillin, and you just say parshas. Well, Eli is boyin mashu oimer. The yakin ifloyis Hashem. And he says, parshas amonis, kidei sheyamin jekol mezimisov boyin bashkocha protis. Everything is by divine providence. Uchsiv hamarba lehediv hamamid lehefsir. You sit by your computer till 3 o'clock in the morning, right? You, and your wife is amon and your kids are yaseinim with gurnished health, right? Yeah, and you do, and you don't rush out of davening, and you daven properly after Yitzvot Torah, you're not going to lose anything. L'hoire she'ein riba eshtadlis moyul me'umo. The Isa of Yushalmi, which is brought in the money, and the Tashbis Cotton brings from Ami Rutenberg from the Isani Ha'ilam. V'ani orev bedover, I guarantee, that says Yushalmi, that someone who says Parshas Hamon, you're not going to be part, you'll be gebetched in Parnosov, financially. What's pshat? It's one of these schools that somebody finds some Sfardish safer with a guy with a green turban, and you know, what's the school? Because I say, I was going to Parish Lamon, Ashal came, the Abish will open up the Shari Parnosov. That's number two to think about. Number three, the Sefer Ha'itim brings from Rabbi Seinu the Ge'oinim, specifically from Sadjigon, that if your Shabbos is in the wilderness, in the desert, and you don't have no calendar, and you don't have a mobile phone, right? There are people who don't have a mobile phone. Right? And you're stuck where, and you don't know what Shabbos it is, and you have to read, you don't know what Parsha, you have to read something of Shabbos, so read Parsha someone. We're parts of Monday. You have Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Lechem Mishneh, and you have Shabbos, you can't be late. Everyone has to show. There are so many L'chura, more central things. Read Aseres HaDibros. Read any one of the places in Chumash where it deals with the mitzvah of Shvi'is Shabbos. There's nothing more connected to Kedusha Shabbos than the Mo. The Emet Kalal say. Says Rashi, how did the Abish to bless Shabbos Baruch Hebemon? To call you Mayus HaShabbos, a year lem Omer Legogoyles, Ubishishi Lechemish. The Kitcha, what is the Kedusha of Shabbos, Shilly Yorin Mon Boykuk? No month fell on Shabbos. And the Mizrahi, Al Rashi, and all the Mufarshi Rashi, Chazalbim. Mit was richt sich uns der Daf gekippt, der Bruch auf Shabbos und der Kedusha auf Shabbos, so drückt sich uns Daf in Mon. Was sagt Kedusha auf Mon, ob es Daf gekippt von Shabbos? Right? Nicht nur das. Die Gemara says in Shabbos auf Kufi Zayin, the Mokar was a whole machlik, is in Kamaka, I want to speak about this together, where the Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is a Teraisa, the Rabbon, whatever, but it's all learned, why do you have two Chalas? Because of Lechem Mishnah on Friday. Right? The MS everybody asks, and Mishnah Berurah asks it not like Abba Lechem Mishnah, but elsewhere in Rechem Beis, is the meaning to eat Peshtita on Shabbos. Peshtita is some kind of, you call it kugel, not the way that we make kugel today. Some kind of a bit like you put in the shell, kishka, it's mula, it's melaisa, it's covered on top with dough and bottom with dough, and there's basar in between. Some kind of main with it. Right? Why do we eat this on Shabbos? On Bisman Hazeh, they don't have the richtige Peshtita of 500-700 years ago. We eat kugel. And the Velt says, why is kugel called kugel? Hello? Because it's ki'igul. Rashi says the man was gezera god. In what way is gezera god? It was round. And the kugel chamol were always round. That's why the Rebbe's always have round. Right? So you eat kugel on Shabbos, and that reminds us of the moon. And therefore, the peshtita was covered on top, covered on the bottom. Like the mon, there was a layer of tal below the mon, and a layer of tal. And this you find later in Shulchan Aruch. Tur brings, why do we cover over the chalas? Not only dratim mivayish, I would say right after kiddush, take off your chaladekel, but we leave it on till later. The different hagim went till later. Well, okay, right? So the reason is the tur already said it's a zecher for the mon that was covered on top and below. Hello? Therefore, the Al-Yarabba brings from the Tzedel Adarach that there are those people who are medacted that the Chaladekel should be Dafka Vais. Because the man was colored white, whatever. Others steal them, whatever. Greek, whatever your meaning is. And I can't claim. But I see that both the Peshtita, the Kugel on Shabbos, and the Chaladekel, it's connected what? You say connected the man. Not the man. Like a Mishnah's man. the covering. There's so many billions of facts and interesting sidelines about the moon. The fact that it was covered beneath them, mechatesa. Like, why is that such a central figure, such an important matter, that we have to make a zeich, not for the moon goof only, right? But for what? For the covering. Where's the covering relevant? Well, let me just frame that klotzkasha, which always bothered me, right? By the way, just about before I even get there, let me just say, by the way, the Krenitzer brings in a sefer that he heard from the great tzaddikim, Rabbi Yitzchak of Tuchin, Geza, Rosvedorf, Rapschitz, whatever. Yeah, he brings that he heard from him, from the Tuchin Rebbe, the big tzaddik, that when a person who eats kugel Shabbos Kodesh, he'll be choshuv be'einei Mashiach Tzadikim. And it brings a story that once the Baal Shem Tov and his great Talmud, his Malamokim, the Magid of Mezrich, and his Einikol, the Rebbe of Mezbizher, sat for 3 hours discussing the Rosin, the Seidis of Kugel and Shabbos. And he heard from the Stropgever, who was the son of the Divin Cheskel, the son of the Divin Chaya, right? That if a person, you go to bed in Shalmaila, and they judge, they put on the scale, right? And you're like, whatever. If the schus of eating kugel on Shabbos will be machriya, and you will smell. And he adds that the state svarim, so we can say that eating kugel on Shabbos is a skula for bona chaya mezoyna, and the Krenitz says araya kugel is gematria 209, which is gematria bona chaya mezoyna. Kugel, spell out yourself. Kuv vav gimel ayin lam. Hello. Yeah? Okay. Akitzer, right? What is this? Kugels as Echer to the Mon, the Kisui of the Mon, and therefore it's this Gewaldige Zach, which is Machriach Chavskus, and brings Bonachai and Mizuja and Mashiach. What? What's this so important about Kugel? And if a guy wants to have this Novu cuisine, you know, some other rubbish they make today, whatever, right? The end of the world, Ashegitzer. What's so important about kugel? And what's so important about covering? And you see this goof, why is the mon called the mon? This thing falls down from heaven. They've never seen it before. Ishel Reu, manu. Therefore they called it mon. Can I ask you a question? The name of something in Lashon HaKodesh, in Torah HaKodesh, explains what the essence of it is. The fact that they never saw it before, and they asked, what is it? Right, it was asparagus. I don't know what pizza. They never saw pizza. They never came to Italy. They were in the Midbury. They were driving for 200 years. Never saw pizza, and a pizza would go flying in from the kosher pizza in Borough Park. Right, they ordered a takeaway, and they flew it in by email. I don't know whatever FedEx. Right, to the guys in Egypt, and they look at this round thing and say, "Manu, the far pizza is going to call Mon." For a lot of things, they didn't know what. I'll give them. What's the intrinsic connection between this mon, right, and the fact that it's they asked manu? That's why it's called mon. And if you don't know what it is, Moshe said there's the lechem and the shemayim and you want to chvase it, whatever it's or tam this tam that it's a bit chvash, and you want to know deeper. Every time you can open a ramban and you look at the ziv Hashem and it's in his gashma and it's a bekiven and rishma. You want, that's what mon is, right? The fact that the chachila before they tasted it, before they had an experience, they didn't know what it was. It seems to be rather peripheral. It doesn't seem to be an adequate reason that the deiri deiris we call this stuff the mon. Okay, to understand all of the above, I mean, the central theme of this week's parasha, you don't got to be a genius to work out, but why is Parshas Mon read in Parshas B'Shalach? Because the central theme of B'Shalach is Ve'aminu B'Shem U'Mesha'avdoi, having emuna in the Rebbein Yisraelim, it's Kriyas Yamsuf, the opposite, the end of the parasha of Amolek, right, the day Moshe were no, Ve'yodov emuna. That goes by to Yisrael, Mistakel, Klape, Maila, Yomanat. It's all about Emunah. How many Psukim are in this week's parasha? What's the simon of this week's parasha? Look in the back of a Jewish Chumash. Yad Emunah. Right? The whole, you eat kashas away. As far as Tzadikim said, there's a minute to eat kashas from the Maral. Right? Eat kashas. This is a parasha, this is a Shabbos. You have to ufest and all the kashas, all the sveikas. You know, you have to. Kashas, Emunah, be here at the Shabbos. And that's why every year, as far as I can remember, since I was a kid, Parashat Bashalach is always read and connected to Shvat. Shvat is 311. Pasuk says in Tillim, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yechalkelecha. Throw your peckle onto the Eibishter, and he will finance you, he will support you, he will sustain you. Al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yechalkelecha is Gimatria Shvat. Which also, by the way, is Gimatria Ilon. It's always besmichas to Chamisha Asr b'Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Lil. Right? Ilon b'Milui. Obviously. Yeah? What's Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha? So we all know the Gemara in the Gila Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says, Lehavi Yodah Rabbonon Ma Yehovcha. What's this Yehovcha that you throw on the Rebbeinu Shel? They were going, one of the rabbis were going, and he saw Ahu Taya, this Arab, this Bedouin, which Toyo says Eliyahu Hanovi, and he said he's carrying this peckle. So he said, what's the Lashon Gemara, right? Shkoil Yehovcha v'shal de'agamaloi. Take your Yehovcha and throw it on my camel. So he knew Yehovcha means what? Although the burden. So the Yidah Kodesh, famous, they said it's a famous word, classical word. The Rabbanon didn't know Lashon Kodesh, the Taisha Apostle can deal him. Were they a rabbi in the United Synagogue? Even. Right? The Rabbanon of the Ramiroi. Right? The Pshat is, right? Pshat is, they did, said the Yidah Kodesh, they didn't know how come could a person rely on the Bitochen of the Eibishter without having to do Ishtatus. Clearly, you should do B'chavashatasa, and the Sven Tzvevimret. Or they didn't know what to do. They saw this Ahutai Eliyahu HaNovi. He didn't say a word, he's slapping his speckle, he's carrying the burden. Without any prompting from him, he says, Hatake your burden and put it on my beast, on my animal. It is the charaya that the Eibishter sends you, Yeshua, Ezri Mim Hashem, without any yishtaglus. If you're really a maimin be'emes, you have a real abiteyach be'emes, without any yishtaglus on your part. How far, what kind of peckle could you throw on the Eibishter session? When they saw this story, they saw that a person who has an emissary, a mitzvah, a bitochen, could rely on the Eibishter unlimited. And this is the Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'Yehovcha, which is Gematria Shvat, which is connected to Parshas Hamot. And therefore, the Mashgiach says, Vayamter Aleim Mon Lechel is Gematria Ashrei Odom B'Teach Boch. And therefore, it was given Dvar Yoim B'Yoim. Why was it Dvar Yoim B'Yoim? The Medrash Chazal say, it's like a father. You have a son who learns yeshiva or a daughter who learns in seminary somewhere. Right? You have to give them spending money, you know? So if you give them once a year, here's £5,000, put it in your account, and you have your card, and you can spend, you'll get a call once a year from your son or your daughter, right? If you give them Chinese water torture, drip and drab, like every day or every week, you know, every Shabbos, every day you'll get a call, depending on how. So the Eibishter wanted Dvar Yoim B'Yoimui, that a Chazal say, Mishi Yeshle Pas B'Salvoi, and he asks, what will he eat tomorrow? Is it Hariz B'Tali Amunah? So Dvar Yoim B'Yoimui says the Mashgiach is Gimatria Derech Amunah. That's the way to every day the Eibishter, for Tzadikim, they didn't go to sleep if there was money somewhere in the house. They put their Bitochen in the Eibishter. That's the central message of the month. The pasuk says, "Hinni mamtir lechem lechem in Hashemayim." Says the Holy Rabbi Yishuv Kaprina, famously, the Eibishter is giving you the hakora and the idea that your parnosas min Hashemayim, right? And Sadiqim said, "The emes, the parnosas, the shvilim, the tineris, the parnosas are always open. We, through our daggis, through our worries, through our whatever, our sleepless night worrying, we all chesboin is rabbis." Our daigis are makalkal the tzinoiris of Shefa. All tzaddikim said this. But without going through all of them. The Divrei Yisrael, the Mojita says, the things I understand pshat. In the Gemara, in Tainu, stuff of Fei, the Gemara says, Gemira, beautiful taich, not like simple, pshat. Gemira, min shemayim mei of yov, mishkul l'shokul. So he taiches, min shemayim mei of yov, the Eibishter gives. Where the Tzaddikim said, the mon was not only then, it was taken out with Doiris, the story with Yirmiyahu, took it out of the Kodesh Kodashim, right? Why aren't you Isik B'Toira? Because that's the mon. And every generation, even Bizman Hazeh, even Bizman Mashiach, Parnasa is B'Vchinas Mon. That's whether you see it directly, or you see it through Levushim, but it's B'Vchinas Mon. Gemira Mishamayim Me'ev Yov, a Mishkel Leishaklim. We don't take it, we're not Kalim today, Mishas Brachos. I always say a word from Tzaddikim, who's it, the Trisker? The Magid of Trisk says, Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi. The Eibishter makes miracles. Va'atem b'ra'yankiv lo yichilisi lo machdash tekeilu. the keli for the Eibishter's brachas, the Mishamaya, Mayav Yav, is that why actually you have to have the Emunah and Bitochen. Right? The Emes, the Zoyrak, it brings the Zoyrak of the Shaparsha of Yishlach. Someone who's Chosr Lechem is the Chorai, he's Chosr Mehemenusa. It's a Felpe and Emunah. It's totally Habahal. The Emes, that's the fact. The Gemara says in Psochem, the Koshim is in. Whatever. Okay. Koshim is, I'll get it in a minute, you'll see it in a minute. Koshim is in, the Gemara says in Psochem, Kufiches, Koshim is in Noyusuf Shal Odom. Kriyas Yamsu. This is the Ein Sof Perushim. What's the connection of Kriyas Yamsu, which also distinguishes Parshim? I always say the Prat, the beautiful Prat from the Holy Rishoner. I'm going to read a story. There was once a fellow who was a Gvir Adir, a very wealthy man. He lived there up in a Derfel Akfar, and he was a Seicher of wines, fine wines, you know. And the Goyim, the Evil Havel, everyone bought from a Gvir Adir. One day, there's a Galgal Achoyzer Ba'ilom, and he lost all his wealth. And he had an old mother. And Ziyat Shtark bothered her, right? The tsaras and the whatever that tsaras going through. So every day she would daven. She would cry to the Eibishter and she would ask that the Eibishter sent Parnasa to her son. And she'd give eitzes to the Eibishter how he could be Matzia the Parnasa. He could win the lottery, he could find golden ruglach. Or every day she thought of new schemes. That her son could get on his feet once again financially. And the son Nebuch remained an only ve'evi. And one day it was Erev Shabbos, he was pushing this Aroshin Kol, wanted to eat. So he sent his mother, maybe he found some old bottles of wine when he was a gvir, used to sell, maybe go to this person who used to be a regular customer, maybe you could sell him a bottle of wine for kiddush, I'll have one to eat for Shabbos. He went, opened up the cork, didn't smell it. Can't start, not going to buy it. She went home, the old mama broke it back. Soon afterwards, he was going through Yisurim. One of the pritzim who regularly bought by him didn't know that he was Yorad Milchosov, that he stopped the business, Yagashan, whatever. He came to him and said, "No, Mishki, you have wine." So he thought of those few bottles he had that the Yid wouldn't buy it for Kiddush because it was Reicha, he was not Noitav. So he went to get the wine from Abreir Hotter and he smelled it. Take a taste, wine tasting, yeah, great. Give me all you got. Whatever he had, he gave him what he had. And he said, I'm buying this wine. He gave him a dinner zov, a ruble, whatever it was. I'm buying this wine on the condition that next week, I gave him a tarzman mesuyim, you have to bring me 1,600 bottles of wine, of this quality wine. And I'm giving you, to make kedima, I'll give you 400 rubles. He gave him 400 rubles. The guy, Mishka, is like, well, the Graham called Eden Mishka, whatever his name was. And he went and he got the wine, poshed the wine, ordinary wine, put it in fancy bottles with a nice label, you know, you didn't know how, whatever. And he brought the 1,600 bottles of wine, and the priests were having a party, having a banquet, whatever. And not only did the Balabas enjoy it, but all the other priests in, wow, Gvaldik, this Mamish Tangare. And they drank the wine. Everyone there at the Mesiba, all these wealthy, they all gave him orders. So Fashteitza, from that, he was Oilu the Dula once again, and he lived happily ever after. And once he overheard his mama, she means well. She gave a lakrech, says, Eibishter, I davened so much, and I gave you azelcha guter eitzus. And you went, and you made it, found a method that I didn't even think about. All my days and nights and tears and crashing, I didn't think of this eitzus. Said the Rishoner, that's Prat, right? By Kriyas Yamsuf, this one's going to send for Trump, this one's going to send for this. All kinds of eighties go back to the tribal wage war. No one, but no one, thought that the Yamsuf, they didn't read the book yet. The Kriyas Yamsuf was out of their experience. They never had such a thing. So the Eibishter, you have all your eighties and you have your tachpulis and your schemes and your right? Right? When does the Eibishter, I said this 1,000 times, the Rishoner vort, right? Ad on the tastiras benechem imeni, ad on the oshis ages benechem. As long as you have your scheme as a DIY job, get gizun tefei for brachin. When you leave it up to the Eibishter with emes emuna, then the Eibishter finds ages you never thought of. This is true in Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is koshim mizayin Yusuf shel Odom in Kriyas Yamsuf. Dafko vakert, the famous word that I've said this 1,000 times, priest with his brother Rebbe Zushas, your side was just last, right? the pasuk says, "He soim ruman loichol." If you're going to ask, "What am I going to eat on the Shemitah year?" Then it's divisi es brachos. Why is the bracha totally in your shaila? Just forget. The tinoiras are always open. You now have shailas and you have sveikas. You've closed. With divisi es brachos, the Eibush has to send now a
yumus.
Right? Can you do it? And that's pshat deep tifer geret in Zohar Kodesh on the pasuk matitzaku eloi. Said the Zohar Kodesh, famous Zohar, Batiko Talyanus. It's very important to understand what's going on. Batiko Talyanus. Why are you davening? Now is not a time even my children are in sorrow. Now you're going to sit and daven? Batiko. Everyone has to shout the clearing. When Yidin are in sorrow, that's going to ace to daven. Matisako, now is not a time to daven. No, it says, the Zohar says, in other words, you're now tapping into a place, the Maila, which is called Atik. Anyone know what Atik is? Atik is the highest darg in Keser. You know, this Chachma, Bin, the Das, Keser, Gur, Tveres, all the intellectual traits, the emotional traits of the spheres, the Eibishter. Higher above everything is the Keser. The Keser HaMelech is above your mind. You wear it on top of your head, not, right? There's a level of Atika, which is called the Rotzen of the Eibishter, right? Which is completely high. It transcends rationality, logic, midas, etc. It's above everything. As the Sforum put it, ein kam l'rotzen. Rotzen is not, we discussed this countless times, rotzen is not based on logic, on reason. There's an ahava that the Eibishter has to call Yisroel, which is an ahava atzmis. A person doesn't love his son because he's a ilui and because he's a ivan hashem. It's a natural love that every parent has to a child. There's a love that the Eibishter has to call Yisroel, mitzad atiko, which even when your tefillahs can't be moyel, because there's a kitruk that halolo evdevay dezorah, halolo evdevay dezorah, and your son doesn't look anymore and act like your son. Ober afel pikein, batika talimils, it's higher than everything. And that's why, it says Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, by the spheres, there were 10 makis, mimato lemayla, starting with dam, tzvardeya, till you worked up to b'choyres, which is b'kores, which is b'keser, same letters, right? And you reached the highest level, which is batika talimils, ein tam lerot. But that was then hidden in Mitzrayim until on the seventh day, which is Shleimos. Now you reach the Siyah, you reach the right, and now you soar beizgalia the revelation of Atikum. That's why in the Siddur Sforum, the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf is the Alma, this Kasia, that which is Basich Hayom. Adarach Mashiach says, Umolo Oretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layom Echasim, that which is concealed, which is beyond reason, beyond our understanding, is suddenly revealed. Alma Diskasya becomes Alma Diskasya, becomes revealed. And that was Nisoyer by the Yam. In Tam L'Rosu. And the Ramem Mifano in his Sefer, Meir Kasita says, that's why the words say, Shiru Lashem ki go oy go, Shiru Lashem ki go is Gimatria 620, which is Gimatria Kesu. They tapped into that letter. And therefore you see something else. You see, Rosh Shivcha Layom, Yosem Yirashiro, Yishayo, and Yecheskel, Nevi'im, who had to be in the greatest, highest spiritual level, who saw Maisa Merkova, and the Shivcha so great. Because when you reach the Madrega of Atika, becomes this Gala, I don't care who you are, Shivcha Layom, you reach Madrega, it's the Madrega which is Ashove, Umashve, Kotlin, Vagot. There's no difference. But it is the same. That's why the Derech Agav by the Yamsuf, how does Moshe start the Shira Oz Yosher? Chazal say that which I sinned, that when Moshe was cressing and saying Me Oz Bosi L'Damer Opare Heiru L'Amazel, right? So I sinned with Oz. His tick is his Oz is Aleph plus Zayin. Zayin is natural. Aleph is the Eibush, right? Now you reach level 8. For those people who enjoy Gematria, 1 and 7 is 8. Yeah, you now reach 8 is always that which is l'mayla min ha-teva, right? Now you reach this level. It's not the Beis Halevi famously said in this week's parsha. It's not pshat. I'm all a person has a tzoritzur, and he's eating his heart out. He's pushing, spitting blood. When the Eibishter sends him a Yeshua, so he gives a dola to the Eibishter that he's out of the tzor. But you know what? If that's the matzav, then you wish it's only b'diavad. You wish it never was a tzor l'chafil. When you reach a higher level, right? Oiv Hashem ki onafta bi, the positive said in Yeshaya. Oiv Hashem ki anisoni vatil Yeshua, right? Then the mafreya, you now understand, not only do you celebrate the Yeshua, but you understand the mafreya that Tzara also was the tails. Ah, you didn't understand, but you don't understand anything about the Ibishtra. It's ain't tam l'ros. Right? And that's what we have, the Rotsin of Rotsin, called in Kabbalah L'Shoynus, Raiva de Raiva. We associate it with what? Shalashudas. The Marva Shomer says, that's what I'm saying, just there, Agav, everyone knows Shalashudas is the highest moment of Shabbos. It's like the loftiest moment. Whatever. And then we say, before we take out the Torah, by Mincha, we say, V'anit filosi l'cha Hashem, Esrut. Raiva the Raiva is the Rotsin of all Ratzonim. The Marva Shomer says, this is Parsha, that Shabbos Shira is the Raiva the Raiva. The whole Shabbos is Raiva the Raiva. The whole Shabbos is Rotsin that you can be Poyel Yeshua as whatever you need, Bona Chayim Mezoim. I'm not going to be Mayrachim. And therefore, this level, Bitochen, reaches a level that Tfilakat. Tefillah, you have to be worthy. If you're not worthy, then Makatrayim come and schlep your tefillah and go and drink. You do mitzvahs, you're unworthy, and you must have chayas and klip. Or, but the pasuk says, "Va'beteach Rabbi Machivim LaRosha, va'beteach Hashem Chesed Yevenu." Chazal say, "Afilu Rosha, va'beteach Hashem Chesed Yevenu." When a person forgets about, like we said the same theme last week, when a person is not serving the Eibishter because it's good for them. But he's serving the Ibrahim as an Eved Hashem, and he's mevatel his rots into rots in Shemayim, then Kemayim upon him, upon him, Hashem Tzilcha, the Ibrahim does fakert, and he showers his rots into you, whether you're deserving or not. That's the Indian of the Bitochen, that's the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the Indian of Parnas. The famous story, what's his name? Ramshul Ben Yomin Kluger, the son of the Flame of Kluger. He asked his father, what's his opinion on the Machlokes HaYadua, should you say Yishem Yichud before doing a mitzvah for Dan? So the Flame of Kluger was Gana Goinim, unbelievable, they're putting out today, like this Onashir Svar. He said, he's Noite Gedasa Mekubol, right? You should say Yishem Yichud. And he says, why? As Moshlem HaDover Doima, a person is going to the royal palace, to the capital city, and he wants to bring Shaila Moir, a gift to the king. But it's very, he spent a lot of time and effort, and it's worth a lot of money. He's scared to go another, and it'll happen. So his machr is b'kol rom, that I'm bringing or carrying with me, this object of great worth and value, it's for the king. So if you steal it, you're not shepherding with me, you're stealing from the king. So al derech, when a person does a mitzvah, says a tefillah, whatever, and he's unworthy, that's it, right? But if a person says he takes his pshat and posuk that way, right? Oimer ani ma'isa l'melech, right? When you say that which I'm doing is for the Eibishtu, l'shem yichud b'chinti, and it's therefore ani b'chadzuch ha'batachti, then the mekatregim, the powers of evil, can't. The Medrash says this moshul of a guy who's taken the shoiter and want to beat him up. Don't know who it is, he says, I am a bit biased by the Melech. Take him to the Melech. Do you know this guy? He really doesn't know him at all. But when he said that I'm a ben biased of the Melech, so the king says, you know what, hanichuli. You relied on me, a haltzach a ben bias. Okay, I take a chayas. That's the Indian of bitochen, when you, and that's the isgalus, in other words, of parnos, of ayin, it's from the attic. Something, even though there was a gzeira, b'zeyas apecha toicholechem. So the simple answer is, when you reach this level of atik, it's above all chet and above it. It's not effective. Therefore, you find an interesting thing. How much did the mon, the Mashgiach says, it's a beautiful word, how much did the mon fall per capita, per person? Oimer l'gvedus. How much is an oimer? A sif. Oh. Now, can I ask you a simple question, like a kotzkasha? Manushach, if I know Shi'urim, so I know how much Omer is. Elamayama Oris Darais, I don't know how much Omer is. But now that you told me, Asir Sa'efa, now I know, right? You know anyone who's that Bechina? Anyone who. Manushach, if I know what an Omer is, I know the Shi'urim Atayim. Elamay, I don't know what you're. So by telling me that the Omer is Asir Sa'efa was Helfmers. The fact is, where does this Omer come from? From the 10th level, which is Geser, which is Atiku, which is Rotten, Ein Tam Rotten. And therefore, how much did it fall per person? Same. Cotton, v'lagodl, right? When you, in your house, do you have to eat? You know, you see on a packet of whatever, for men, it's for women, for children, there's a sheer how many nutrients, I don't know, vitamins, vitamin B, C, whatever, how much it gives, right? One guy weighs 6'5", 350 pounds, another guy's Everyone has to get the same amount. Therefore, it taps into Asiru Seifos Gimachi Gimli Surachmin, and therefore Asiru Seifos Gimachi was smaller Bahu Artiko. It connects into that level. That's the end of Shalom Shudas. We say Levatola Bechol Kalifin, who Gazet. Okay, whatever. By the way, that's why a Yid, going back to what I started with, Chavetz Chaim said, a Yid could only be Toyim the Tam of the Mon if he had Machshava. That's what he said to the Shimon Shvab. If you think nothing, a Goy could right away eat. Because by Yid and Dafka, there's a call Ein Mazel Yisroel. What's Ein Mazel Yisroel? The Bechina from Ayin, from this Bittel, from this Afno, from this Rotsen, you Bevatel your Rotsen, the Rotsen Shemayim. Ayin is Bechina's Mazel, which is, that's the Mazel of Kal Yisroel. Mazel is Bechina Atiku, as everyone who took Course 101 in Basic Kabbalah will know. That's how you tap into Kriyas Yamsuf, that's how you tap into Parnosu. And for Shteitzach, the madrega of how you taste the mon depends on your hachon. You know, everyone knows the what Shabbos. That's why it's different to Shabbos. Shabbos is menuchim. Shabbos is gilu malach tchasuyim. You throw your pekel. The Shabbos you don't work, but the whole bracha loyim v'satoyim b'shvi italianos all totally in Shabbos. So what? Not only do we make a zecher on Shabbos lechem nishna in the mon, the fact that why is the mon called mon? Because it's manu. You know why it's manu? Not because they were foolish people. They didn't read the book. They didn't know what it is. 2 minutes later, you find out what it is. It's manu because atik is not knowable. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what atik is. Nobody knows. It's not based on rationality. You can't know something that's inherently unknowable. You hear the word? That's why it's called mom. You're tapping into that level. And you only tap in that level when the hachno and your bittul to the Abishar. When you mevatel your das and your midas to the Abishar, then you ma'oir that inyan of rotsin ain't tam the rotsin, as Chazal say. You got my drift? Hello. Therefore, the fi'erech, the level of yiro, that's how you toyim. Even today, you could be toyim in Mechol Shabbos. And therefore, by the way, that's why we, in celebrating the Mon and Macholi Shabbos, we have the Kugel, the Peshtida, and the Chaladekel, which is the covering, the Mirse, is central, not just a peripheral fact, by the way, on the side. The fact that it's unknown and unseen. That's why Vayancho, you don't get Svi if you don't see us, it's all totally the same, the Kud. That's why also, just to finish off, everyone knows the story in Shabbos where the Kesar asked the Bishul Ben Chananya, I was passing by a Jewish home and it was Reichling Neidiv, the children smelled Givaldig, could you help me in my palace to my chef? He said, we even have a thing called a Tavlin, it's called Shabbos. You put the Shabbos in the Cholent and it's Reichling. Could I have this Tavlin? He thought, spice called Shabbos. So no. This Shabbos, Tavlin Shabbos only works for those people who keep Shabbos. You don't keep Shabbos, the Tavlin doesn't work. It's not out of that spice, it's a Shabbos. What's the Shabbos here? So the Fina Rav is a Moiritik of words. Chazal say, Is Yiro the Is Yiro. This is like to you, Is Yiro Tato and Yiro Lo. Yiro Tato is, I'm scared, I'll roast my toast. I'm scared, whatever. I want my daughter to get a Shidduch, and I want Parnos, I better do the right thing. Right? One level of Yiro, whatever. Yiro Ilo is a much higher level. It's Yiro Mitad. Ruimus Hakeo and Shiflus, all that, whatever, that's much higher. What's the gematria of Yira? 215. How much is 2 times Yira, the higher level of Yira? 432, which is Tav Lamed Beis, or Tavel, the root word of Tavlin. If you have the 2 levels of Yira, that's the Tavlin of Shabbos. Everyone knows that Shabbos is Oinig and Hashem, is the Koetzlif, right? Yes, hello? Oinig stands for Eden Ahor Gan. You do it. Oh, Kesef is Geboitens. Yeah, hello? Marna go. Yeah? Shabbos becomes a taste of Gan Eden when you have this Bittul and this Yira as we discussed last week. Right? Because every Shabbos is at 1/160th of the Gemara and the Brachos of. I'll tell you a story. Just end up with a story. The Belzerov was running awake. You do it, a famous. And he spent a long time in Pest, in the Second World War. Right? And there he had a fellow called Rav Shimon Reich, right, who was a mashpak, he was taking care of him. Meanwhile, this Rav Shimon Reich, his personal Rebbe, right, the Satma Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, was spending Shabbos in a place called Naipest, which is not far from Pest, where he was. Okay. So the bells are on, Aaron bells are on, Kodesh Hashem. He said Shabbos, sent this Rabbi Reich to leave him, stop being mashback, and go to your Rebbe Zivriel. He went. He said, when you go to him, send him agrees, right, regards, and tell him I'm giving a bracha that he should, I'm giving a bracha that the Macholi Shabbos should be Mevusomim. You should have a geschmack, a taste in the Machosh. The Satmar Rav heard the bracha of the Belz Rav, that his bracha was that the Macholi Shabbos should be geschmack, Mevusomim. He was stark then the front. What's the big bracha to be? Geschmack, a tolent, a shagagul, a kishka. But those is that one rabbi gives another bracha to another rabbi. There's a famous story, I think it was Abba Yisrael, the vision sir, was going, man, a fellow wasn't so frum. And he was eating. Avisrael was eating. And the friar guy, like the whatever, he said, Rebbe, bon appetit. Whatever they say, you know, whatever. Le teavon. In Blas. So he said to him, how do you call it again? My whole life I've worked, ois teavon. Right? Ois bon appetit. And you give me a broch, I should eat. A good appetite, that's for cat. You need to change your mind. What's the great broch of the Belz Ruvin? The pshat is you can only taste the Macholi Shabbos. You have this tavlin, and this tavlin is levels of year. With the erech, how much you've put in your achonis and your preparation and your machshava to Shabbos. The Arugas Haboyim, the Habes Chaim brings from his Rebbe. The Arugas Haboyim, he told Bochram, always Gerogel Olshayni, how could you tap into the shefa and the geshmak of Shabbos if you didn't stay up a whole Thursday night little shishi learning? You make then you tap in, you come to a Shabbos and your Shabbos dishes. So when the Belzerov was giving a bracha that you should be toyim, the machol should be mevusomim on Shabbos, you've tapped into Yom Haba, you've worked in Yom Haba a whole week. The karosu of Shabbos oinig, when the Gdoish Hashem Bechubit, right? When your whole week you honor, right? Then you're able to tap into this condition. The Eberstel Health and Taka, the Shabbos, the Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira, as I always, the Mashkiach who says, is Gimatri of Volatzi and Goyle, Shavesh, Biyankim. We should tap in, we should realize the whole Shabbos and Ezrotzen, we should know what to ask for on the Shabbos, like the Gashmi, is Banachai Mezoyna, and Saif the Gulam Mitzvah. Come on. Huh? Yeah, so never had before.